So, Marco, you saw the picture that we posted on social media, I guess?
I saw a picture of you and Gio at an Islander game.
And Potvin.
Oh, I did not see that. No, I did not see Potvin.
Oh,
no.
Who'd you see?
I just saw a picture of you and Gio. It was on Twitter somewhere. It was just a still of you and Gio. Looked like it might have been up on the board.
The Jumbotron.
Yeah, and you were wearing an Islanders jersey, so I just kind of assumed that you lost a bet.
No. Okay, so let me now explain to you. And this goes for all the knuckleheads out there on Twitter calling me a fraud fan. As if, like, fandom is something that you can get rid of in a day. Right, I mean, I've dedicated my whole life to being a sports fan for certain teams. That's something that's going to poof evaporate because you put on a piece of clothing. So here's what happened. Actually, I'm going to rewind the whole story now. Gio told a version of this, and it was mostly true, but there were some little things that I just want to clean up a little bit. I reached out to Gio last postseason when I was desperate for Rangers tickets. I wanted to take my nephew to Ranger playoffs. Wasn't sure I was going to be able to buy tickets. I said, hey, I can't get tickets. Is there any way do you know somebody or Boomer to where I could buy tickets through the Garden when they go on sale for the playoffs?
Okay.
He didn't. He didn't have anything. He's like, sorry, blah, blah, blah. I don't even know if he asked Boomer, whatever. And I understand. I just had to shoot my shot in that moment. Then Gio also listens to the show occasionally, and he hears me talking about my nephew, how much I love taking him to games, all this stuff. He knew that I asked for those tickets. He then reached out to me saying, hey, I might have a hookup to get great seats at an Islander game if you want to take your nephew. Give me some dates, and I'll see what I could do. So I gave him some dates. He looked into it. That contact did not come through for him. Then he took it a step further, and he went to Ledecky himself saying, hey, buddy of mine looking to take his nephew, whatever he said, any chance you have tickets for these? Ledecky said, yes, but you have to go as well. So now Gio got four tickets.
Okay.
He let me take somebody else. Now, I said, I'm not going to take my nephew to an owner's box. Like, no big deal. Whatever. I'll take my nephew to plenty of other games, but that's not the spot for a young kid. Like, he's not going to appreciate hanging out in the owner's suite at a game, right? Free booze, free food. Who knows who's going to be there? Like, that's not the spot for a nine-year-old. So I took Eddie Erickson, who I don't know if you remember, used to work here.
Yeah, I know the name. I think I met Eddie once.
The reason why I took Eddie, because he always used to take me as his plus one. Anytime he was producing for Mike and Chris, we worked together on the show.
Right.
He would always hook me up with things. So I was like, you know what? This is a nice favor to pay back. Owner's buy, whatever. Gio took his buddy. Now, I'm going to this game assuming that, like I'm not assuming anything. I'm a tag along here. Gio is the star. I know my place. Like, I'm not expecting anything other than to feel totally out of place in an owner's suite, which I have never been in before. Now, I did happen to find out that my SNY colleague, Todd Zeal, was going to be there the same night, just by circumstance. I asked off Baseball Night New York. The producer said, oh, that's odd. You're going to the Islander game? So is Zeal. I was like, oh, really? That's odd. Find out he's going. Then he tells me that Alex and Steve Cohen potentially going to be there, and I was like, oh, my God, what the hell have we gotten into here? Do I really want to go through with this now? I'm nervous. I thought I was just going to a game. So, but again, I know my place. Like, all right, I'm going to see Zeal there and hang out, but whatever. It's about Gio. I know nothing. I get in there, and the first guy that I see is Jay Bieberman, I believe is his name. I'm going to just get that. I don't know how to say it, but it spells like that. Jay Bieberman, who is like Ledecky's right-hand man, top communications guy, whatever. Now, he knows me somehow. He's like, oh, I hear you. He listens to me on a podcast that I do, the SI Media podcast with Jimmy Traina. I don't know what extent he listens to this, whatever. So he knew me. So now I'm like, all right, I feel okay about myself that I don't feel totally out of place because at least somebody knows me. He was very nice, talked to him, whatever, whole thing. Then I see Zeal. Zeal introduces me to Ledecky. Now, this is me here. Like, I'm a college dropout that worked at Home Depot. I am now in an owner's suite meeting John Ledecky.
Well, you're selling yourself short a little bit, but this is
what I'm
just, you know, yeah.
I'm trying to paint the picture as to why I'm wearing an Islander jersey. Just go with it. So, right. Well, no, I get it. You're right. 20 years the fan, but still, whatever. So I'm now talking to the owner. It's just like an unbelievable experience. I'm explaining to what I do and all this stuff and working with Zeal. The next thing I know, some lady comes up to me and says, Mr. Ledecky would like to get you a jersey. What number would you like? And I was like, 16? And they say, what size? Large, whatever. I'm like, okay, I mean, that's pretty cool. Then he comes out, whatever, 20 minutes later, hands me a personalized, I've never had, I'm not one to put my own name on the back of a jersey, like, ever. Okay. And I've never had an organization give me one. Here he comes, the owner, handing me a personalized Islanders jersey.
Mm-hmm.
What would you do in that spot?
I would thank him profusely.
And put the damn jersey on with a smile.
Oh, slow.
Yes, you would. Yes, you would.
I would keep the jersey. I would not put on the jersey.
You have to put the jersey on.
Why?
It's like, I'm going to get to the next part.
So then this is now disrespectful if I don't wear it?
Yes, absolutely. They want to take pictures. So we're setting up to take pictures with everybody. We got to put the jersey on. Then after that, they say, hey, now this is like the last thing I would ever think. They're like, hey, we want you guys to be on the Jumbotron. Are you okay with that? To Gio and me. I'm thinking, me? Like, you sure not just Gio, Boomer and Gio show? Like, me?
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, they screw that up. Hey, here's Gio and Sal from the Boomer and Gio show. Well, not really. All you had to say was, here's Greg Giannotti and Sal Licata from WFAN. That would have been fun. Now, I really don't care. It wasn't that big of a deal. But it could have been a little bit cleaner. Honestly, I wasn't even, it was like the fact that they would even think to put me in that spot.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they want you to cheer on the Islanders. I'm wearing an Islander. They put the jersey on, you know, pump up the chest, whatever it is. Like, I'm in the owner's suite. What do you want me to do? Sorry, I can't. Look, I've grown out of that. I'm an adult now. I'm not 20-year-old, so, oh, no, I wouldn't put that jersey on. If an owner of a team hands you a jersey that they just made for you and ask you to take pictures and go on the Jumbotron, you do it. And let me tell you something. I enjoyed every second of it. Every second of it. And I do it again in a heartbeat.
That's fine. But you're still a sellout.
How?
Sal.
You think I change fandom?
Sal.
You think I'm not a Ranger fan anymore?
You're the same guy that told me you're concerned with running into a listener in Aruba, and you might have to shave your chest and arms,
which I did
to
yesterday,
make sure you look good enough in case someone from New York recognizes you on vacation in Aruba. You didn't think it'd be a problem wearing an Islander jersey?
I never gave it a thought. I didn't even care. You think I give a crap? Would people think of me, Marco?
Apparently you do.
Well, with my shirt on,
say,
I mean.
Look, Sal, in this spot, you thank him, you hold the jersey, you smile, you also let it be known.
You think my fandom is
Also let it be known.
Wait till you hear the next
because
part.
Because you are a personality on the radio. This is not just Joe Schmo that's hanging out on the street that works at Home Depot. That's not the Sal Licata that I know anymore. The Sal Licata I know is now a personality on the Fan who wears his fandom on his sleeve. And now his sleeve has an Islander logo on it.
That's a problem. In that moment, well, two things. I never hated the Islanders, even dating back to when they were in the postseason when I was doing shows a couple years ago when they were in the Eastern Conference. I'm serious. I've never hated the Islanders.
Yeah, but let's not backpedal. Come on now.
No, I'm just letting you know.
That's fine.
The other thing is I'm from Long Island. So there is a connection there that it just will never go away. Like, it's the one team that represents Long Island. This is going to get worse. You're going to even be more mad. So
I'm more disappointed. I feel like a dad. I'm disappointed.
Then Potvin is there. Now, of all people, Dennis Potvin in the building. Like, how many times have I come on the show and whistled Potvin sucks? I mean, you know how many times I've yelled, I taught my 8-year-old nephew the Potvin sucks chant. And here I am, Gio and I go up to Dennis Potvin to take a picture of him. Now, I was asking him, hey, you got any socks? You know, Potvin socks? And you know what I was really thinking in my mind? You suck. But I couldn't say that because we're in the owner's suite.
Have to tell the guy he sucks. But
I didn't say it. I asked him for his socks.
I even said, you get on me because I don't even like that chant because I think it's overdone. I think it's ridiculous.
You
love the
chant. No, I love the chant. And in my mind, I was whistling it. In my mind, just know I was whistling it. So a couple other things.
So you're taking pictures with an Islander jersey standing next to Potvin?
Yes, for the joke. You know how many times I've told this guy he sucks? It was great. Oh, here comes CeeLo who's giving me crap. He's another one. Yeah, okay. So now, a couple other things here before we finish it up, and I could get both your guys' thoughts on this as we interject.
He's another one.
Yeah, you are. You guys are out of your mind. If you experience what I experienced...
We're out of our mind?
Yes! What have the Rangers ever done for me that Mr. Ledecky did? Nothing! Dolan ticks me out because I rip a guy in a LeBron James jersey. They charge me $300 again. They take away our credentials. Here is an owner of a team giving me a jersey, and you want me to turn that down?
Oh, he gave you a jersey?
Yes.
Oh, my
God. Not only that, they put me on the drum roll. They made me feel like a star.
Okay.
He, after the game, took us down to the team store and basically let us go on a shopping spree for free.
So you're what? You're a child is what
so, you are. No, I'm an adult. A child would have said, no, I'm a Ranger fan. I can't wear your jersey.
You got bought.
Spree. Yeah. He took us to the store. Right.
You got
exactly.
bought.
You got
that's
bought.
All it is. You got
I
bought.
Didn't get bought.
Hey, you got
you
bought.
Did, and that's fine, but now you're gone. It's
no,
over. That's it.
I did. Hold on a second. I did not get bought.
Yes,
nobody ever once said I was an Islander fan. In that moment, I was there as a guest in the owner's suite.
Sal,
and doing.
Do you honestly think he would have thrown you out of the suite if
no.
you didn't put the Islander jersey
no, I don't.
On?
Now, I'm going to take it a step further because I'm just going to prove a point to you.
Who does that want to wear the Islander jersey?
Here's what I told Ledecky to his face. I said, you have turned me into an Islander fan.
There it
with
is.
With your generosity. You, well, but that doesn't mean that I'm not a Ranger fan.
No, it does.
You can't take fandom out. That's stupid. You think
it's
you
not.
Could erase fandom? You think you could just take fandom out of somebody?
But how,
nothing.
How
but
much
nothing.
Of a
you can't
fan
do it.
Are
what are you, 10 years old?
All it took was for the owner to give you a jersey
I
with
mean,
your name
I'm
on it.
I'm a fan of him. Who would you root for? A guy who did that or Jim Dolan?
I understand.
Oh, no. Do you understand?
Sal,
I don't think you
yeah,
do.
Because I'm not rooting for
Sal,
a human.
Yeah,
I'm rooting for laundry.
The
it's the same
right.
laundry I grew
right.
up watching
right,
as a kid.
Right, but if the owner personally treats you nice, you're not going to root for his team?
What, that night?
What? No, whenever. I want to see them do well. And by the way, I was rooting for them to do well before this ever happened.
Fine. Okay. And you know what? I can even understand that I never had it. Because personally, I don't hate the Islanders.
Me neither.
I hate the Devils.
But Devils may be a different story.
There's a line. Let's go here. Okay. Because you're about the owners and, whoever's nice to you. So let's say while the Mets were still owned by the Wilpons, the Steinbrenner family, wined and dined you, gave you a Yankee jersey in the Bronx and all that. You would have done the same thing?
Very possible.
Oh, boy.
What am I
going to
do? What would you do in that spot? You're not a fan. You're a professional adult.
Yeah, that's the point.
Right. Yeah.
You're not just the guy on the street. That guy can be the fraud for the night, and it's not a problem. You are a personality on the radio and on TV. It's worse because you're now showing them that you are a fraud. If you were right up front. Right up front.
But you're.
Look,
but
I
you're
will take this. I appreciate
about,
this whole thing.
What?
Be understanding that I am a Ranger fan.
What's fraudulent?
I cannot show my face around wearing Islander gear. I lose all credibility to everyone that I talk to.
If I were
my
a fraud,
fans, my
no.
friends,
I
my
couldn't
colleagues,
care less.
Everybody.
I know what type of fan I am. I don't have to explain it to anybody. Mm. If I were a fraud, I wouldn't have posted pictures. I didn't think twice about it.
See.
People get caught up. They never experience it. If Boomers took you, CeeLo, or you, Marco, Boomer takes you to a suite of the Islander game.
Right.
By the way, I met Sydney Esiason, who could not be nicer.
Well, where? You were in the photo with her.
Yeah, well, I did not know it was her. I was actually starstruck and was like stuttering because Gio's talking to this girl. I was like, she looks familiar. And then it was her.
Right.
And maybe the highlight of my night, aside from getting to go on a shopping spree and get my jersey and the Jumbotron, was hearing Gio and Sydney complain about Boomer as they had shared a common ground. how much of a pain in the ass he could be. That was a great moment right there. Boomer takes you guys, or Gio, whoever, we go to an owner's suite.
Right.
There, they give you these jerseys, put you on the drum board. You're turning that down?
Whoa. Again, you don't turn down the jersey. You just don't have to put
it on.
Right. Like Boomer said, but did you hear? You heard what Boomer said. Mr. Ledecky, it's thank you. I appreciate it. I'll take the jersey. I'll hold the jersey, but I can't wear the jersey.
Why?
Pose for pictures.
Why?
You're on the jumbo. You're pulling at it. Yeah, I am.
Let's go Islanders, baby. Yeah.
Great.
No, so I'm supposed to go there and say Potvin sucks?
Embarrassing.
Why?
No, maybe not that.
It's that embarrassing. I'm an adult.
I'll admit this. Once you
I don't
accept,
think you are.
Once you accepted the invitation, you're in a bad spot. Because they're going to put on the
No, I didn't. That's the thing. I'm telling you the truth.
Maybe not you, but for them, it's like, oh, we got him now.
I'm telling you.
He's here. We're going to put him on the
scoreboard.
Even
better, like, come back anytime. We'd love to have you again.
Yeah,
you better believe it.
Yeah.
I'll be hitting you up. I just checked the schedule. I had no expectation going in. Zero idea. I swear to you that I never thought that this was going to happen.
Not from you, from their standpoint.
But I don't even think that they knew who I was. Like, that's...
They did.
Yeah.
Oh, well, apparently somebody did, but I swear to you it was not...
They do their homework, and they bought you.
Sure, yeah.
They did not buy me.
They did.
Sal, they did their homework, and they bought a Ranger fan.
They played you.
No.
Yeah,
that's what they did.
Here's the other misconception here. even if you want to say, oh, how could you wear the jersey, whatever, fraud, like, you really think, I wish it were that easy. I wish I could give up fandom like that. I hate the teams that I root for. They've caused me nothing but pain for how many years?
Yeah, you're always complaining and angry and upset. By the way, Fliegelman told me you did this with the Braves jersey a couple years ago.
That's what I mean. You guys get all caught up in it.
I didn't know about that. That's a bad one, too.
Yeah, it's like the Empire State Building. They've been doing it for years. Now, all of a sudden, people catch on. Well, I wore a Yankee jersey for a bit on TV, too. Kill me. I mean, big deal. You guys get caught up in this stuff. This was a
bit is a different story.
Yeah.
You've been in this business way too long to not know the difference between a bit and really just selling your soul in front of everyone.
I did not sell my soul. They were giving
because they gave you candy and gifts.
They were very generous. So. Yes, it was the greatest night of my life.
Okay,
and I would even say aside from my kid being born, but this was even better. I loved every second of it. They take us down right behind the glass, watching a hockey game, first row, right. Personalized jersey. Yeah. You would do the same thing, and if you didn't, I'd be disappointed in you.
No, I wouldn't. You're a lost cause. I now can't speak because I'm half asleep. I now need to go and start cutting audio for the morning show.
Okay, go ahead. Thank you for your contribution, CeeLo. Lost cause, like I could give up my fandom.
I'm telling you, like I said, I feel like a dad. I'm not mad at you, Sal, but I'm very disappointed in you.
Marco, you could be disappointed all you want. There's nothing to be disappointed about.
There is.
You should be proud.
No, I'm not. You have no credibility. That's awful.
With what?
I mean, yourself.
What are you talking about? No credibility.
You have no self-respect. You got bought.
I'm the biggest Ranger fan on this station. I'm the biggest Ranger fan on this station. Nobody talks more Rangers than I have talked. I have come on here literally shouting the goal song after a playoff win. I am credibility. Nobody's a bigger Ranger fan than me. Now, I'll give you the best part. I told Gio, because he did say that, you know, I was saying like, oh, I love the Islanders now, and this is my team, whatever it was that he said. He left out the part that I said, this was the greatest night ever, bleep the Rangers. Quote, take that! I'm still a Ranger fan.
You thought Boomer was mad at you yesterday.
Yeah.
Bleep the Rangers! Yeah. You're going to treat me like that? The Rangers!
But I'm still a Ranger fan. Yeah, you're the guy I wanted in the foxhole.
I can be bought!
Yeah, no
I can be bought! Keep egging me on! I want the fisherman jersey.
I wish we had CeeLo on video.
Right back in. Wait.
I'm not even going to hear and put myself in the conversation. You've already angered Boomer enough.
Now, Boomer's not mad at me. By the way, since when does Boomer know who I am? Oh, he's one of my biggest supporters? I didn't even know Boomer knew I existed. Now he's my biggest supporter at the station?
Sure.
It's nice, and I noticed I got a follow from him, too.
You're allowed to work on his show when he's off. That's how he supports you. Right.
That is true.
So you've already angered him enough with this. Now you're going to rant and scream that you're the biggest Ranger fan on the station?
I am. Stop. Nobody talks more Rangers than me.
Sal.
Who talks more Rangers than me?
First of all, that doesn't make you the biggest Ranger fan. You do that because you don't have four other guys that you work with telling you to shut up about the hockey talk.
Okay. Well, so what? Boomer's the biggest Ranger fan on the station?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm not going to concede.
Has seniority, full season tickets.
Right.
Has been rooting for them since before either any of us were born.
I mean, if we need to have a Ranger all
honestly, I wouldn't even go with any of that because some of those things can be, you know. I think it's just the fact that Boomer can't be bought and he has a soul.
Yeah, well, there's a difference.
We've been around him enough to know that his Ranger fandom is legitimate.
I'm not doubting his Ranger fandom. I'm not doubting his Ranger fandom. What I will say, the one thing that there's a little bit of a disconnect there is that Boomer has been treated like a superstar his entire life. He was a great quarterback in high school. Yeah. He's been treated like a star his whole life. So for him to be treated like a star is no big deal. For me, it is. And that's why I appreciate it.
I'm the pro!
Yeah, exactly.
Again, you got bought, and you're going to compare yourself to the guy who's actually got family on the Islanders but still won't wear the Islander jersey.
Yeah, exactly.
It's different!
He has, you know, holidays with a player.
He should be rooting for the Islanders.
I was going to say.
It's family.
Right.
He pulls for Matt Martin, I'm sure.
Okay, yeah. So I'm sure he does. Yeah. So do I. So we have that in common as well.
All right.
Uh-huh.
You guys doubting my Rangers fandom? I wish
I'm
you were that easy to give up.
I'm not doubting it. My mind's made up.
Guess what I'm wearing all week?
It's gone.
Next 2 days, I'm wearing my fresh new Islander gear. I have a nice little vest. I have a nice fisherman hoodie. I'll wear my Licata jersey.
Better watch out. That facial recognition software at MSG. I'm going to boot
you. They don't give us credentials anyway. You don't root for that guy.
Credentials is different. Yeah. You with your, you know, they're going to refuse your money for playoffs.
Good.
Tickets.
I'll save 10 grand or whatever it is that I spent on these games this year. Ridiculous. All I'm asking for is a credential to get back in the building. I don't even ask for that. I pay my own way. I love the Garden. I love the Rangers.
Apparently do ask for it.
No, I mean, it would be nice to not be banned.
Well, you know.
I can't foresee a situation where Ledecky bans me from going to UBS.
You're banned.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Uh-huh. What do you mean? We're all banned.
This is what we need now.
What?
To be a fan of the team, we need tickets, we need credentials.
No, we don't. I'm just saying.
We need gear.
Roll out the red carpet.
Yeah.
For
we need gear.
He brought us down after the game.
You got to turn your mic on there. There you go. Geez. Yeah, turn.
Well, in fairness, he has no headphones.
Are you doing the warm-up show today or no?
Evidently.
Oh, okay. You didn't know that? Walked into that this morning?
No. My point is, I've already slurred my words and forgot to put my mic on. I kind of need to wake up a little bit.
All right. Well, I appreciate both your support, even though
it's not support. Yeah. It's not support.
We're ganging up on you, 2-on-1.
Yeah, that's all right.
Very disappointing.
I still feel comfortable in my spot. Well, bleep the Rangers! Yeah. Shoot. You got to delete that one.
Yeah. That's insane.
I was just joking. Yeah.
This stuff stays forever, Sal.
I had a couple of white claws.
Forever.
And a couple of white claws at that particular moment.
Great. Yeah. Breaking down the Bo Horvat trade, the immediate reaction.
It was on a tee for me. It was on a tee for me. Like
it was
almost like they did it purposely so I could get that video out there. And by the way, never once in that video did I say I was an Islander fan. Because I'm not.
Your enthusiasm rang true.
I was excited about it.
No, you didn't say you're an Islander fan, but didn't you say...
I am WFAN's hockey expert. I talk about both teams equally. Wow. Notice I said both teams.
Yeah. Wow.
There's only two teams that
now
exist.
Now you're going to anger the Devil fan.
Hey, well, send me a jersey. Maybe we'll be talking a different story. Invite me to a suite. Keith handles the Devil. Keith, they already... They took care of Keith. That's why he's the Devil. You know what?
Yeah.
I'm easy. I can be bought. I admit it.
Well, at least you own that. But if you admit I can be bought, then just put the Ranger thing aside now.
But I can't. I'm a Rangers fan. No, it's in you. There's nothing you could do to change whatever team. If you came in here tomorrow wearing a Lenny Dykstra jersey, I don't look at you and say, oh, wow, you're a Mets fan. You're now banned. You're a Yankee fan. It's in you.
But I wouldn't do that. That's
okay, but it's in you. But why not? What's the difference?
What's going to happen come the springtime when we get a Rangers-Islanders playoff series for the first time since 1994?
No, I'll be rooting for the Rangers.
Yeah?
Yeah, unless Ledecky invites me to the suite, then I'll be rooting for the Islanders.
See, that's... all right. I got to go.
Soulless.
Mr. Ledecky, if you want, my number 631, just in case you want an extra... All right, thanks, Marco. I'm sorry we kept you so long. Yeah. All right.
Very disappointed.
Oh, stop it, please. My fandom, unfortunately, I wish with some of these teams, the pain that it caused me, it could be erased just like that. It cannot. Now, Gary and Mayapak and I have had this debate many years ago, Gary. You recall, right, that we had a big issue about this, and I won you over, right?
Well, you did win me over, but the first call I made to you was about this exact same thing. I thought you were over the top. You were too enthusiastic during that Islander run, and I called you a fraud and a fugazi, and so, you know what? You're a fraud and you're a fugazi.
Gary, come on! Nobody talks about the Rangers more than I do. You know it!
I'm at the point. You know what? Michael Corleone had the famous line, "You broke my heart, Fredo. You broke my heart, Sal." How could someone as passionate as you not know better than to do something like that?
What? Bleep the Rangers!
I can't even talk hockey with you no more.
Gary, stop it.
That's
come on.
That's what I feel.
Gary,
you
no.
You have to know better.
No, like you what? What am I not supposed to go? Come on.
And you know what's even more annoying, Sal? You're doubling down on your actions. You're doubling down. Islanders suck.
Oh, Gary, it's for you. Come on. You missed a chance right there. I gave you a chance. Thank you for the call, Gary. You get back to us. Let's talk some Ranger puck when play resumes. You guys are insane. I'm telling you, if you had the chance to do this, you would do the same exact thing. And by the way, you should. I acted accordingly, like a professional. It's not life and death. It's sports. The owner of a team hands you a jersey with your name on it. You take it with a smile, and you put that baby on. They ask you to be on the Jumbotron. You do it. You know who I root for? Me! I root for me! and I won that night. And you're trying to take away my victory? Finally, I was treated like a star. Even if I am just Sal from the Boomer and Geo show, I was treated like a star. Tell me it's not a dream of yours to sit in an owner's suite, have him present you with your own personal jersey, then take you shopping in his team store afterward, whatever you want. And he was hanging out the whole time. What a great man. How could you not root for that team? Doesn't mean I won't root for my team, but how can you not root for that team? And if they play each other, I'm going to have a problem.
Baseline underneath, bank shot. No, Ewing slams in the photo. And the Knicks go up by one with 26 seconds remaining.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
The buzzer sounds, and the New York Knickerbockers are going back to the NBA Finals.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Back on The Fan, huge Ranger fan here. The final drive for the championship is here, and there's no better place to wager on the football title tilt than Superbook Sports. Superbook features the best menu of prop bets in the business. Plus, check out their special odds boosts and promotions at superbook.com. With over three decades of odds-making experience in Las Vegas, there's no better place to wager than Superbook Sports. Win some money as one lucky team wins the championship. Download the Superbook Sports app today. Visit superbook.com for terms and conditions. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. I'm smiling as I read that and laughing, just thinking of CeeLo's face and how ticked off he actually is at me. He's legit like, you're done, that's it. I mean, come on. Come on, CeeLo, loosen up a little bit. I'm an entertainer first. Hector is calling from Washington Heights. Hector, good morning.
Sal, good morning.
How are you, Hector?
I'm a little disgusted, honestly.
Oh, stop it. You too?
Me too. You know, I immediately, when I saw those pictures, I hit you up, and we had the conversation, and you gave me your little explanation. Sal, let me tell you something. I'm not convinced that your part-time is not coordinating those lights at the Empire State Building, where you freaking jump with these fandoms and these gimmicks you like to do. I mean, you listen.
What are you talking about? What gimmicks do I do? I've never wavered. Yeah, but that was for a silly bit. They asked me to put on a Yankee jersey. I did it. Big deal.
I get it. That bothers me more than anything. But you know what? You want to give me the best thing? Okay. Then you do the whole Braves jersey at home with your dog. The Braves of all.
My dog Maddox, who's named after Greg Maddox, and it was my Braves Fred McGriff jersey. He's one of my favorite players ever. What's wrong with that? I'm not allowed to like Fred McGriff?
Do you realize why we love you so much? It's because we identify with you, with your passion for these teams. And then you go and do things
right,
like that.
Right, because you know my passion for sports, right?
I'm questioning it now.
Oh, stop it.
Do you think tomorrow you run into, what's this guy's name, the owner of the
Ledecky. Mr. Ledecky. Yeah.
Mr. Ledecky, call him whatever you want. You think you run into this guy, he'll recognize who the hell you are?
Yes, I do.
You know who you are? I doubt it.
Maybe not. That may be true. Maybe not.
But on the other hand, every single fan that sees you, we recognize you, we love you, we show you love. And then you slap us in the face.
How do I slap you in the face? He handed me a purse. I didn't ask for it. They gave it to me. You guys make it like I wore an Islander jersey to the game. That is not what happened.
Let me ask you this, Sal.
I didn't wake up knowing that I was going to the Islander game wearing a jersey and any gear.
Thank goodness. But if you had to sell out like that. Now, they offered you to go in the store. Did you have to walk out with five bags full of Islanders apparel to go fill out your whole family? And
I only get two things for myself.
No, unacceptable. Like, come on.
What are you going to do? You're going to walk away from free merch? Not me. Yes, I dive right in.
I would say I say, Mr. Ledecky, I appreciate it. I'm a Rangers fan. I wish you were the Rangers owner. I wish it was the Rangers team store. I might have cleaned you out. You would have regretted letting me go look this up.
Meanwhile, it was the complete opposite. I was shopping there with him, telling him how much I love him and how much now I'm an Islander fan.
Oh, my gosh. Sal, do you realize, I'm not even a bigger Rangers fan, and you're someone that I look to, learn, right? I went with you to watch a playoff.
It doesn't change. That's what you're missing. It doesn't change.
It doesn't.
I can't. I Hector, do you really think you could change fandom? You can't. It's not something that is your choice or my choice. I'm in too deep. I'm 43. I've invested, 30-plus years of my life, 35 years of my life into fandom. You think that changes in one night? It does not. It may make me want to root for him.
You don't want to say that you can't be bored.
Well, I mean, to a certain extent.
I don't think it changes for us, but you're here willing to sell yourself out.
I'm not rooting against the Rangers. What's happening, and thank you for the call, Hector. What's happening is, now, again, this is not even anything new. I have been rooting for the Islanders for the last several years. When the Islanders are good and the Rangers are out of it, I wanted to see the Islanders go deep. We talked about it on this show. I don't hate the Islanders. I didn't before. There are moments, of course, when, I would hate the Islanders going back and forth with the Rangers, whatever it may be, but I didn't grow up hating the Islanders. And now, as long as Ledecky is there, I'm not going to hate them. How could I hate them after that? I'm not saying I'm going to root for them against the Rangers, but there's no need for me to root against them when they're playing anybody else. And there are two different things. You just can't erase fandom. That's what I found funny from him. Oh, you're a fraud. What does that mean, I'm a fraud? What does that mean, fraud? I've put in more years as a fan, a diehard fan, than the majority of the people on Twitter who are getting on me. What is a fraud? Get out of here. Nobody's going to tell me who I can and cannot root for or what kind of fan I am. I know what kind of fan I am. And you, if you listen, you know the truth too. Ed in Massapequa. Ed.
Hey, hello, sir.
Hi,
thank
Ed.
You for taking my call. Hi. I want to ask you, is there any possibility of getting an NFL team to get to Nassau County or New York,
Well, we have two teams. Oh, you mean actually play in New York?
Yeah, we really need an actual New York. That's verbiage.
I don't know, but what I could do for you is next time I'm in the owner's suite, I'll ask Mr. Ledecky if he has any plans to buy a football team. How about that?
Yeah, no, I've been a Jets fan since Herman Hess, and it's a shame, and especially I'm not going against New Jersey. Why are you calling them New York Jets, New York Giants, but they're actually, this team from our state,
Yeah, well, I mean, we've gone over this before. I don't think you should make a big deal of it, Ed, and thank you for the call. They're the New York Jets, the New York Giants. I don't really care where they play. Is it annoying that they're technically in Jersey? Sure. But, I mean, this has been a thing for years where people talked about moving the Jets to Long Island or moving the Jets in Manhattan. Probably not going to happen, at least I wouldn't think in my lifetime. Eric is calling from Ronkonkoma. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, Sal. As far as that fandom question, you got to, I think, direct that one towards Stewart, but...
Right, Stewart's the only guy to successfully switch teams, several times over the last 40 years. Yeah, all right.
But all I can say is, welcome to the family! In all seriousness, though, I mean, we had a discussion a couple weeks back about the owners around here in general. As far as, like the Johnsons owning the Jets and, Dolan as far as the Knicks and Rangers and everything, trying to figure out, who gets you excited, being an owner because, what they mean towards the team and everything. And, I had asked about, what you thought of Ledecky and you were saying, he obviously seems like, he's passionate about the team and puts a lot into it and, who he hired and all that stuff. So you can certainly understand why you going into that situation would, for one thing, be appreciative. But, you know, how can you turn down a jersey with your name
you
on it?
I mean, you can't. You can't. Anybody, yeah, look, I mean, anybody who says anything else, you want to talk about a fraud? Anybody who says anything other than they would take that jersey with a smile, they're a fraud. Because if you were in the same spot I was, I guarantee you, you would do. And if you weren't, if you wouldn't do that, then you shouldn't be in that spot to begin with.
Yeah, if it was a blank one, I might understand it a little bit more. But I mean, to have your name on it. I mean, come on. I mean, I'm sure there's no way of expecting that. But I mean, that just sounds. And look, the way I see it right now, I mean, look at what's happened since you've been there. They won two games in a row.
That's right.
We make a great trade.
They trade for Bo Horvat. You know, we're bringing luck to the Islanders.
That's right. And by the way, just in passing. You know, the tribute to Bobby Hull. I mean, one of the great players in hockey of all time there. You know, it's got to be mentioned since we're talking hockey here.
Sure.
But, you know, but it's, but I mean, geez, I mean, I'm jealous of you. I can tell you that.
You should be. I'm not kidding. You should be. It was an incredible night. And by the way, Eric, I'll leave you with this. Potvin sucks. And thank you for the call. Potvin was a little, I mean, he was nice enough to take the picture, but you could tell you didn't really want to be bothered. And I was thinking in the back of my mind, this is why I booed you all those years. Or at least chanted your name in vain. But you should be jealous. It was an incredible experience. I'm telling you, it was one of the great nights of my life. It was if I told anybody that knew me prior to working at the Fan, if you go back over 20 years ago, you know, the Home Depot crew, whatever, my friends, if I were to tell them, hey, one day I'm going to be at an Islander game, hanging out in the owner's suite with the Mets owners, with Todd Zeal, with Dennis Potvin, they're going to make me my own jersey, put me on the Jumbotron with my buddy Gio, and then the owner's going to take me downstairs to the team store after the game and have a shop for free in the store, you'd be like, what are you kidding me? Like, you can't even write that. Like, get out of here. And that actually happened. It's still hard to believe. It was an unbelievable experience tonight. Moral of the story? I can be bought. Mike is calling from Levittown. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Sal. How you doing?
What's up, Mike? How are you?
Pretty good, man. Hey, listen, I give you a lot of props for throwing that Ranger, Islander jersey on. I mean, I'm an Islander fan. I appreciate that you did that. I don't know if I could do that. But I wanted to talk about the Horvat trade. I think it's a very good deal for the Islanders. The pick they gave up is lottery protected. You know, Vancouver is retaining like 25% of his contract, and we're bringing in a 27-year-old center who has 31 goals.
Right.
And so I think it's a great move. I mean, obviously the biggest concern is if we can re-sign him or not.
Correct. That is the key. But the right. Islanders, see, the Islanders, for whatever reason, have had trouble luring free agents, right? Whether it's guys that want to play at the Garden, whether it's guys that want to go to their hometown or just play in a different state, whatever it may be. This right. way, they now get Horvat in here. They get the stud here. You're guaranteed to have him here, hopefully for a playoff push. And you get a chance to convince him to be here long term. It's really the only way that the Islanders could do it.
Yeah, I mean, part of me thinks like I just don't see Lou making this deal if he doesn't think he can re-sign this guy. You know
well,
what I mean?
I don't know about that, but he had to take the chance. I don't think it's twofold because you're getting him this year, which should make you better, and you have an opportunity to extend him beyond this year, which, you know, you can't just say, well, we'll wait till free agency and go get him. That hasn't worked out.
Yeah, and we will have the cap space to sign him. You know, Varley comes off the books. He makes $5 million a year. You know, so we will have the cap space. And I wanted to ask you one other question. What do you think the Rangers are going to do at the deadline?
Good question.
You think maybe Patrick Kane will come here?
I don't, and I'd love to see it, Mike, and thank you for the call. Appreciate you checking in. I'd love to see it. Obviously, that would be a huge name. Here's what I would say. I trust Drury, especially after what he did last year, to bring in the right parts. Now, Kane's the big name, obviously, and you feel like maybe he could take the team to another level. They're going to need to make some moves, no doubt about it. But maybe it's something similar to what we saw last year. Piece here, piece there. You know, another piece that brings a different skill set to what they could use. I don't know a specific move on it yet that I would be targeting. You know, Kane, we've been talking about this dating back to last year. Could they make that work? You got to be careful, too. What are you giving up? But I do trust that Drury's going to bring in the proper pieces. Gio is calling from Brooklyn. What's up, Gio?
Hey, Sal. Good morning. Listen, I've been listening to you since I got off of work this morning. And first things first, I'm so disgusted with New York putting that green on top of there.
Mm.
Excuse me.
The Empire State Building. Yeah.
That is horrible. That is horrible. It's a disgrace to this great city. I mean, we have so many better teams. New York is just...
We don't really have better teams, but we do have a lot more teams. Not better, necessarily.
And we're just top-line sports. That's just me. Yeah. I'm sorry. Anybody can say what they want. I don't care. New York is the best. You should never represent something else. Super Bowl Sunday, I'm going to go with you. I can't stand Philly.
I couldn't tell.
I want to see Patrick do it again. The kid deserves it. Kelsey deserves it. These guys worked hard. I've seen that last game or last weekend, and I was just impressed how this kid is just still hurt and pushing himself to the limit to get where he needs to get. And, you know, good luck to him. Go off.
Kansas City. Yeah, no, you're all right. You're good, Gio.
Go Kansas City. I mean, that's just me. I'm a big football fan. I love the sport. Yeah. I love the game.
Well, I mean, then you'll be into it, and we appreciate you checking in, Gio. Obviously, you'll be into it. It was a great championship Sunday. At least that AFC game was great. And the Super Bowl should be a good matchup. You know, Andy Reid going against his former team, Mahomes and Hurts. Two best teams in their conferences all year long. Mahomes looking for another one. Eagles looking for another one. Should be a great matchup.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
The New York Mets, for the first time in 15 years, are champions of the National League.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Ranger fan Sal Licata back on The Fan, 877-337-6666. We'll finish up with your calls.
Yes.
We'll finish up with your calls. Go to 5 a.m. the warm-up show with Alan CeeLo as Jerry is in for the biggest Ranger fan in the world, Boomer, who was off the next couple of days. Jerry and Gio will have you covered for the morning show. Robert is calling from Brooklyn. What's up, Robert?
How you doing, Sal? How's everything tonight?
Great,
Sal,
Robert.
I am in your corner.
Thank
1,000%.
Thank you, Robert.
Don't listen. I'm an Islander fan. This guy, Dolan, he would never, ever, ever in a million years treat you the way this man did. The Islanders got class. They're a great organization. And, Sal, you did the right thing.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you. Someone with some common sense here. Please. I mean, what do you expect me to do? Turn the jersey down because I grew up a Rangers fan? Please. I mean, it's not like I was chanting 1940, but if you push me enough, I might. Brett is calling from Long Island. What's up, Brett?
Hey, Sal, I'm a Ranger fan. Ranger fan. I don't know what I am. I have no idea.
Did you like the Empire State Building lit up in green and white for the Eagles?
Yeah, no, I didn't. Let's get to your moment though. Let's get to this moment. I want to know, what was your favorite Islander moment in history? Was it in 1983 when they took out the Rangers and won the Cup in the semis? Was that your favorite moment?
No, I was only 4 at that time. I don't remember that at all. My favorite Islander moment was probably Dale Hunter, Pierre Turgeon. You remember that one?
Which one was that one?
Dale, I want to say it was 93, where Dale Hunter injured Pierre Turgeon. It wasn't my favorite Islander moment. It was one that sticks out when I was a kid. Other than that, it had to be 94, the sweep.
Sal, to settle this whole thing, even even want to question if you're a fan. I think at the very least it was disrespectful.
To who?
You got to look at it that way. It's disrespectful. You're wearing an Allender jersey. You're supposedly a diehard Ranger
so
fan.
What? Disrespectful to who? There. To my Ranger fandom?
To all the Ranger fans that support you, that listen to you all the time.
No,
Think about it.
No.
It'd be like me putting on like a cowboy jersey. Like, come on. It wouldn't even make sense. Like, you take the present and say, thank you. I respect it. Thank you so much. Why do you have to put it on? That's where it's a slap in the face. One of the heated rivalries in New York.
Not for me. I mean, it's just not. I mean, now, if they meet in the playoffs, that's a different story. I mean, I'm not going to be wearing my Allender jersey.
Then you're going to turn it off, and then all of a sudden, but I feel like
you. But what do you mean turn it off? Do you really think fandom is something that can be bought? All kidding aside, do you really think fandom is something that can be bought? Or, forget about being bought, you think it could be changed in one day? I grew up a Ranger fan my whole life. You think that could be changed in one day? Realistically.
I think you could disrespect. You grew up your whole life. Then how were you towards the Islanders then when you were growing
up? I didn't care.
When you were a kid?
The Islanders were never good when I was a kid, so I never hated them, and thank you for the call, Brett. And maybe that's part of the issue. Like Fleegs and I were talking about off the air before. I don't think I actually could go through with the same for the Yankees. Now, I'm not in that circumstance, and I likely will never be. But if the Steinbrenners invited me to their box, and that's a tricky spot. But the Yankees is where that would probably draw a line. I don't know if I could actually do that. But I don't know until I'm in that spot. Never say never. I'm telling you, I didn't go there with the intention to turn in to an Islander fan for the night. I did not wear any hockey gear. Matter of fact, I joked with Gio because he was late. You know, and obviously as a guest of his, I had to do the right thing and respect the suite. But I was like, oh, I feel like a fish out of water. He's like, oh, no, you're fine. I was like, oh, you mean I shouldn't have worn my Ranger jersey? Now imagine, that would be old me. That would be 20-year-old Sal with that mentality. Well, I don't care if it's the owner's box. I'm going in with my Rangers jersey. I'm a Rangers fan. But instead, I'm an adult now. And I went there neutral, not expecting anything. And then was handed a jersey with my name on it. Can you imagine the scene that I would have caused that I sat there and said, oh, no, I'm sorry. This is a beautiful, generous gift. I cannot put it on for these pictures. I don't want to be featured on the Jumbotron saying, go Islanders. You would do the same thing. Jimmy's calling from Bethpage. Jimmy?
Hey, how you doing, Sal?
How are you, Jimmy?
Good. Got two questions or two topics, really. First is, look, I grew up in New York City as a Rangers fan. You grew up on Lake Ronkonkoma. Of course you're going to have some, you know, it's why you don't hate the Islanders, and I respect that. You grew up on Long Island, so your friends were Islander fans.
It's the one jersey, I'll tell you a quick story too. It's the one jersey that has Long Island actually on it, okay? That's where I'm from. Quick story, Christmas many, many years ago, my cousin Nick is older than me. He's an Islander fan. My grandmother for Christmas bought me one of the hockey jersey. I asked for a Rangers jersey. She bought me an Islanders jersey because she just assumed I was an Islander fan like my cousin. Guess what we did? Grandma, take it back. I wanted the Ranger jersey. So I still have that Ranger jersey. Now it's beaten up, but I still have that Ranger jersey. So that was one of when I was a young kid. So this is, I could have been an Islander fan. I chose not to be.
Right, but I understand why. Hey, second thing, Sal, is there a possibility we're going to have Met games without Keith and Anders in the booth?
I do not know the answer to that, and thank you for the call, Jimmy. Appreciate you checking in. Like, I don't have any inside info, if that's what you're getting at. Zero clue. But, I mean, I think I speak for all of us when I say that that would be hard to fathom. I guess there's always a chance, but I have no idea. I in my mind, don't even think twice about it. Like, I'm just assuming that it's going to be Gary, Keith, and Ron, like it always has been. Vlad is calling from Bayshore. What's up, Vlad?
Hey, what's going on? First time, long time. Love listening to you on the overnight.
Thank you, Vlad.
I just wanted to make a comment. Before the AFC Championship, I was going for Joe Burrow. You know, Cincinnati's never won a Super Bowl, blah, blah, blah. And then after the game, I went on my phone, went on Twitter, and I saw Mahomes with a Mets jersey.
Yep.
And then, you know, I was like, oh, wait a minute. I forgot his father played for the Mets. He's a Mets fan. I think we should root for Mahomes. What do you think?
That's a good point, too. Well, his father actually happened to be, and thank you for the call, Vlad. Appreciate you checking in. His father was one of my favorite players. That 2000 Mets team coming out of the bullpen, Pat Mahomes always did his job. Long reliever, but he was it 99 or 2000? I always forget the teams. I thought it was 2000. Maybe it was both, 99 and 2000. But I loved him coming out of the bullpen. He did his job. Isn't that crazy how a relatively, I mean, would it be fair to call him a journeyman? It wasn't like he was a stud reliever. And his son's, it was both 99 and 2000. His son is the best quarterback maybe ever. But Mahomes on those teams that went to the postseason, he was terrific. 99 was his better year. I'm just looking up the numbers now. 99 was his better year. 3.68 ERA. Lenny's calling from Manhattan. What's up, Lenny?
Hi, Sal. How's it going?
How are you, Lenny?
Long time listener, first time caller.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
I'm not a hockey fan. I am a big sports fan, though, right? But what you did, you were being respectful for the man. It's business. He invited you. He's very hospitable. And how do you insult the man like that by not putting it on?
Well, twofold. Gio invited me. Gio invited me. So without Gio, I would have never had this great experience. And I'm not going to make him look bad by being some idiot, loudmouth, obnoxious Rangers groupie. Like, that's not the time and place to do it. So
you're in the business. You talk sports.
I'm a professional.
Yeah, exactly. You can't do that. It's very bad etiquette to do that. You know what I mean? What, you're going to behave like a 5-year-old? Say what? You know, stomp on his jersey and throw it out the window, whatever.
Right.
You can't do that, you know?
Of course not.
Yeah, he's treating you very well, and you got to reciprocate it, you know, the hospitality, right? You can't be a jerk, you know?
Correct. And it's something that, and thank you for the call, Lenny. I appreciate you checking in. It is something that, you know, all kidding aside, and it is fun to be entertaining and have some fun with it. I know the fans get really ticked off about it, and maybe, you know, me 15 years ago would feel the same way. But I've grown up, and it's just different now for me.
Fraud!
And,
fraud!
Yeah, maybe that is the case in some people's mind, but I don't care. I mean, I don't think fandom is something that you can erase. Now, it is also something that, like, if you had that experience with Ledecky, who was as generous and as kind and as relatable as can be, you wouldn't root for a guy like that? I mean, come on. I could understand if you grew up hating the Islanders and say, well, I can't really, but there's no way I wouldn't root for him now. A different story against my beloved Rangers if they face in the playoffs, which I'd love to see it. First, I want the Devils, take them out, then the Islanders.
Why fraud! Not? Fraud!
But you better believe that I'll be rooting for Mr. Ledecky to win a lot of hockey games. Oh, what a great night that was. All right, thanks to Fleegs. As always, we appreciate his help. Thanks to everybody who called and listened. Appreciate each and every one of you. Be back again tonight at midnight.
Fraud! Fraud!
You got the warm-up show with Al and CeeLo. It's coming up next. Let's go, Islanders!
Fraud! Fraud!
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. WFM.